'cause it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon. This is James Kelso, your host. We're live with Paul Fromm in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada, and George from Maryland, three co-hosts for you tonight, and we welcome your calls at our call-in number, which is 800-313-9443. That's 313-9443. And we'll start off, you know, this show, we try to cover the 24 hours since our previous coverage of the Trump phenomenon. The Trump phenomenon today was in one of you Michiganers out there, or do you call them, are Michiganers Michiganders? Let me know if I pronounce Novi or Novi, Michigan correctly. That's where Donald Trump was today, in front of a huge crowd, huge crowd. It's like a sea of people. And I want to go right to the end of his appearance there, which was just a little bit earlier today, and he says some remarkable things. He's the fever pitch of this campaign is really starting to show. And before we go to Donald Trump, let's say hi to Paul Fromm and hi to George. Hi to both of you. George?
Well, George is here. Happy Friday. An outstanding week for your show, James.
Well, thank you. And the engineer is telling us that Paul hasn't arrived yet. Just back from England yesterday, it was very interesting to hear some of his preliminary report from the London Forum at which he spoke. Paul Fromm is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show, and all six shows we put on here at RBN throughout the week. Our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. Let's listen to Donald Trump just a little while ago, and here's the spirited close to his speech in Novi, Michigan.
Doing it for you. Our campaign is about breaking up the special interest monopoly in Washington, D.C. We're trying to disrupt the collusion between the wealthy donors, the large corporations, and the media executives. They're all part of the same corrupt political establishment. And they nod along when Hillary Clinton slanders you as deplorable and irredeemable. You're deplorable and irredeemable, she says.
This crowd is huge.
See, she doesn't know you like I know you. You are the smartest people. We're the strongest people. We're the most loyal people ever to be involved in a campaign. I call you hardworking American patriots, and together we are going to save this country. And we're not going to have a second chance, folks. If we don't do it on November 8th, it's not going to happen. I don't believe. If we have to have Barack Obama, but worse, for four more years, I honestly believe our country can never recover. And remember, Supreme Court judges, remember that. But together we can accomplish anything we want. But that means you need to show up on November 8th. We have 39 days until the election. You have 39 days to make every dream you ever dreamed for your country come true. Do not let this opportunity slip away. Get out and vote and make sure everything is on the up and up.
crowd is going wild.
Make sure everything is on the up and up. You've been reading the same stories as I've been reading. So go to your place and vote, and go pick some other place and go sit there with your friends and make sure it's on the up and up. Because you know what? That's a big, big problem in this country, and nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody has the guts to talk about it. So go and watch these polling places. Make sure it's on the up and up, please. That would be one hell of a way to lose, I'll tell you right now. You have one magnificent chance to deliver justice for every forgotten man, woman, and child in this nation, and there are a lot. The arrogance of Washington, D.C. will soon come face to face with the righteous verdict of the American voter. November 8th, we're going to show the whole world that America is back, bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
It's a sea of people.
Just some of the great things that will happen for your country. We're going to lower your taxes substantially. She's going to raise your taxes. We're going to eliminate every unnecessary regulation. She is going to add regulation. We're going to repeal and replace job-killing Obamacare. We're going to make child care affordable. We're bringing child care into the picture. My daughter Ivanka wants it, and I want it. We're going to bring manufacturing jobs. We're going to bring those automobile jobs back to Michigan, and I mean back fast. We're going to eliminate Common Core. We're going to bring education local. We will end illegal immigration. We will keep
build the wall.
Fantastic.
Hey, Paul.
Wall.
We will build the wall, and who's going to pay for the wall? 100%. Mexico is going to pay for the wall. They just don't know it yet, but trust me, they're going to pay. We have such a trade deficit with Mexico. I was in Mexico. I really like the president. I love the country. I love the people in Mexico. I have so many Mexicans, they work for me, they're friends of mine. These are great people, but their leaders are so much smarter than our leaders. We have a trade deficit that is massive with Mexico. The wall is a tiny fraction of what we're talking about. So when people say, how are they going to do it? I say, look at the trade deficit, look at the cost of the wall. And even the politicians that have no clue what's happening, they say, oh, now I get it.
I'm going to turn it down here. But that was Donald Trump today in Novi, Michigan, outside of Detroit, a little north of Ann Arbor. And the, Paul, first of all, Paul, welcome to the microphone.
Well, thank you. I was a couple of minutes late, struggling as usual with computer problems.
Well, you know, that's kind of a nice thing about our trio here is that each of us has at some point or another gotten tripped up by things like Bill Gates's computer interference. So it's great. The three of us always manage to be here. And
it really reminds me of a good old country and western song, Waylon and Willie and Me.
Yep, there you go.
David Alan Cohen, and he's another great guy, although maybe not everybody's taste, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he was just up here in Fargo, North Dakota, just a little while ago. But the what I saw and what I'm seeing here in this rally today, and it's building to a crescendo, folks. These crowds, this is our people staging a revolution. The crowds are roaring. They are roaring. I think at some of his rallies, Donald Trump has more people in attendance than Hillary has had at her entire throughout her entire campaign altogether.
He just has rally after rally after rally, even in very small places, and they're packed with thousands and thousands of people. This really is a movement. It's a revolution.
Yes, and George was mentioning last night that to have 22,000 people in Melbourne, Florida, is there aren't that many people there. You heard the conclusion to his speech tonight. There were some phrases there that he used yesterday. So he's got he's doing a great mixture of teleprompter and spontaneous speaking. But by using the teleprompter, he's making sure that he gets the structure of key points woven into the speech. So he's really hit a great pace here with the way he presents his events. Now, tonight's event was introduced by Rudy Giuliani, who was introduced by Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And so that sequence, Flynn to Giuliani to Trump, is now the sort of the standard in the Trump presentations for the remaining, probably will go all the way through the remaining 39 days of the campaign. Giuliani, we might get a chance to hear a little of what he said. He is just on fire. He said that the Trump campaign, the Trump train is moving so fast. Giuliani believes that the Clinton people are pulling out of Ohio. They're giving up the ghost in Ohio and not even trying there anymore. And Giuliani said, I expect to see them pulling out here in Michigan shortly. So, yeah, Giuliani mentioned that Trump has now visited Michigan five times since in August and September. He has traveled to Michigan five times. So, again, showing his work ethic. Really, that's just one state, five appearances.
Well, he knows it, and Ohio and Pennsylvania are key states, and I think Obama won all three of them last time. These are make or break states for him, I think it shows that he's using his time effectively.
Well, I wrote to Donald last night, told him that now the Yankees have been eliminated. Yankee Stadium is open for business.
Right.
And if I were him, I would stage a rally in one of the following four Tuesday nights, and he would get 50,000 people in Yankee Stadium, and he can do anything he wants. I think New York is up for grabs. We hear lots about Michigan and North Carolina. We don't hear a thing about who's going to win New York.
No, that's what we were talking about last night. To the extent anybody mentions it, it's generally always be Democratic. It's going to go Democratic, but with a favorite son in Donald Trump coming from the hotbed of the conspiracy, New York City, where he'll pull a fair number of votes, and given the fact he will probably handily take upstate New York, I think New York's in play.
Well, I try. We'll see if he listens to me, Paul.
Okay.
Well, I think that's a great idea. Can you imagine anything more New York than a Trump rally at the Yankee Stadium? I mean, wow. That's genius.
Yeah, I can just see Lou Gehrig there in Yankee Stadium. I'm the luckiest man in the world. Let's listen. Here's another gem that's appeared in the last week, and that is, we all saw the debate. We heard it right here on this show, the first debate. And we saw Lester Holt in the tank for Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. Let's listen. It was apparent from the get-go, from the moment he opened his mouth. Listen to the opening again. Lester Holt lying through his teeth in his preface to the first question, which he gives to Hillary Clinton. Listen to this. It's choice. Here he is. Beginning of the debate.
The first presidential debate. The participants tonight are Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. This debate is sponsored by the Commission on Presidential Debates.
Let me go. That was him there. Let's go just a little bit in here to where he puts his foot in his mouth, just lying through his teeth.
Visions, as well as your visions and your values. So, let's begin. We're calling this opening segment Achieving Prosperity, and central to that is jobs. There are two economic realities in America today. There's been a record 6 straight years of job growth, and new census numbers show incomes have increased at a record rate after years of stagnation. However, income inequality remains significant, and nearly half of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Beginning with you, Secretary Clinton, why are you a better choice than your opponent to create the kinds of jobs that will put more money into the pockets of American workers?
Well, thank you, Lester, and thanks to...
Yeah, thank you, Lester. Thank you very much, Lester, you lying piece of nothing. Folks, let me go back. 6 straight years of job growth, unprecedented job growth, 6 straight years. Oh, a record 6 straight years. Did I miss something somewhere? That's a booming economy. Did I miss something somewhere, Lester? Just making it up. And then after that, he says incomes have increased at a record rate. What? You know, is he on another planet? He just lies through his teeth. Then, third lying point, he says, here comes the liberal BS, but job inequality, what he says, job inequality is still, still a problem. In other words, the rich have too much, and Hillary Clinton's crowd hasn't stolen enough yet. They don't have enough money yet. Instead of, look at how devious the media is. Instead of giving that question to Donald Trump, who would have immediately slapped Lester Holt down, Donald Trump would have done just what I'm doing right here, saying, Lester, come on, buddy, what are you smoking? Instead, he gives the question to Hillary for about a 5-minute diatribe of liberal pablum. And by the time Donald Trump gets the microphone, Hillary's already thrown a few hand grenades at him, and the audience doesn't remember this disinformation planted by Lester Holt, that we're somehow in a prosperous, that Obama has given us prosperity, a record 6 straight years of job growth. The only job category that's grown is maybe hamburger flippers at McDonald's.
Or prison guard.
Prison guards, yeah. Government bureaucrats in the Obama administration. That's it. You got it. English is a second language teachers in every school in America.
Oh, that's a big growth area.
Yeah. Now, let's go over to another spot here in the today's presentation in Novi, Michigan. Some very good stuff here. Let me go to... We're going to actually get to one of the Romneys, Ronna Romney, whose uncle is Mitt Romney. We'll hear from her and Giuliani and Mike Flynn right after this break, and your calls after this break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be, any man can be a fool, a man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. And here's some good news. You know, Mitt Romney was such a disappointment in his unbelievable effort to sink the Trump revolution, which failed so miserably. Here's a bright spot. This is Ronna Romney, whose uncle, Mitt Romney, is her uncle. Listen to her talking. Let's get her queued up here. At the event today, introducing among the speakers preceding Donald Trump. And boy, is she on fire. She's a co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party. And boy, does she have this crowd. Well, all of the speakers have the crowd roaring. Here she is.
She was a delegate for Mr. Trump at the National Convention. She happens to have the last name of Romney. And she's been a great supporter. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the state chair for the GOP.
Beautiful woman.
Hello, Michigan! I can't hear you. Hello, Michigan! today, and I wanted to talk to you about some of the things you can do to help elect Donald Trump this November. We have 39 more days. Are you ready to do everything you can to help elect him? We need you. We need you to knock doors. We need you to make calls. We need you to volunteer. You know how people say don't talk politics? Forget that. Talk politics to everyone you know, at your grocery store, at your school, at your work. This is how important this election is. We cannot risk letting Hillary Clinton in the White House again.
Hey, hey. Oh, she's good. She just gets better. Let me go. I just want to give you some of the highlights from today. Let's go to Lieutenant General Mike Flynn. And he has something great here coming up. Let me just find it for you. All right. Here he is. And kind of talking about just how important this election is, which Ronald Romney, that's what she was saying. Here comes Lieutenant General Flynn. I think I've got it just about right here. Here he is.
Thank you, Michigan. I'm going to say this again. My role up here today is to introduce America's mayor, Mayor Giuliani, who's going to come out here. And he's awesome. He is awesome. Thank you. Okay, this election, this represents a change election. Our country will go in one direction or the other, and what we want is we want to take America back. I mean, we want America to be exactly what we know it to be. We want it to represent that flag. We want it to represent all of the American people around this country, every single one of them, including all the deplorables. I am one. I'm proud to wear that name. There are so many risks. There's so many risks that we face. And you're going to hear all this tonight. Donald Trump will come out here, and he'll talk about, you know, illegal immigration and protecting our border and protecting our country. One of the things that I would love to have a real shout out to all of our veterans, all veterans in the room.
Woo! All right. I hate to turn Lieutenant General Flynn down, but you can see how what an asset. He's just the right man for the Trump campaign. Donald Trump needed this man from the armed forces to really give something to his campaign. We got a break coming up. We got Miss Universe is on the phone, and William in Montana and others. We'll be right back with Miss Universe.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over. And you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare, don't despair, at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks, and let me give you this bombshell. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. Donald Trump in Novi, Michigan today. Donald Trump really tossed a hand grenade over the wall to Barack Obama. He said, don't you dare pardon Hillary Clinton. Listen to this.
Because if she gets the chance, she will put the Oval Office up for sale like she always does. Remember, folks, she's been doing this for 30 years and she just doesn't produce. She deleted and bleached 33,000 emails after a congressional subpoena. You can't do that. And here's a demand I'm making today to President Obama.
Here it is.
Mr. President, will you pledge not to issue a pardon to Hillary Clinton and her co-conspirators for their many crimes against our country and against society itself? Will you make that pledge? No one is above the law. Clinton and her cronies will say anything, do anything, lie about anything to keep their grip on power.
Okay, I lost that. I lost a little of that audio right there. Wasn't that amazing, George and Paul?
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And the so there it is. He's thrown down the gauntlet. This is something new. He has really put the challenge there to Obama not to issue that blanket pardon to Hillary. And what did Donald Trump say earlier at an earlier event? The crowd was chanting, "Lock her up, lock her up." And then Trump said, "You know what? I've said up till now, it's enough to beat her on November 8th, but maybe you have a point." And he was saying, "When I am president, maybe we will lock her up."
Wow.
And Giuliani has said, wow, well, here, listen to Giuliani. I don't know if we can get all this audio in. Here's Giuliani talking about it. Here he is right here about writing an indictment against Hillary. That Giuliani might be the man who Trump assigns to do it. Here he is talking about this very subject right here. Rudy Giuliani.
We got emails, so many Clinton Foundation bribes. It would take me weeks to write the indictment, but I could write it.
There it is. So they're talking about this, of actually locking her up. And wouldn't this be a wonderful start to the Trump administration to actually put your opponent in jail? This would be something new.
Jamie, I've been following U.S. presidential elections back to Barry Goldwater. Actually, maybe as a young lad, a little bit about Kennedy and Nixon. I've never heard anything like this. Trump is into completely new territory. This is fantastic.
Yes, it is. Go ahead, George.
Well, before I say something, let's not forget our callers. We've ignored them most of the week. But, you know, we've never had an unbelievably hardened criminal like this running for president. My God!
Yes, and Trump is finally, you know, calling a spade a spade. And Giuliani and Lieutenant General Flynn, you know, they're saying the unthinkable. They're saying the unspeakable. Wow. Let's go to now. I don't know what this call is about, but Miss Universe Machado is calling up. So, folks, I don't know what's coming next. Miss Universe, you're on the air.
Good evening, all you gringos in Trump campaign. I want to thank, first of all, Hillary for bringing out the most important issue of this campaign. That Mr. Donald called me fat.
Miss Universe, did he say you looked like Little Piggy?
Yes, he did. He said that, you know, this was before Rosie, but he says, you are going to look like Rosie if you keep it up.
So he was
suggesting. Now, the other thing that I would like to thank Donald Trump for taking the bait from Miss Hillary, because that brings forth the most important issue of the campaign. Not immigration, not build a wall, none of that matters. What matters is he called me fat. So let's concentrate on this terrible injustice that has been committed by me.
Well, you know, Miss Machado, you know, I know you were a Miss Universe candidate, and I don't mean to be personal with you, but could you maybe talk to your doctor about adjusting your hormone therapy? Because I think it's affecting your voice, Miss Universe.
Miss Machado, can I please have your telephone number?
Well, I will send you my tape, my famous sex tape, George. I'm sure you will love it.
I would love it, and you have to repeat it to me on the air.
Yeah. Miss Universe, you know, it's really...
Hasta la vista, you gringos.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you again soon, Miss Universe.
Thanks, Miss Universe. Thanks, Miss Machado.
All right, let's go to William in Montana. Can you follow that, William?
Hi, James, George, and Paul. Novi, Michigan, is just under 30 miles northwest of Dearbornistan. So
yes.
Those people up there know what it means to be under Muslim invasion. If you look in the newspapers, you'll see that there's lots of stories in local newspapers up there that talk about Muslims buying up farmland and then having the audacity to say, tell their neighbors that they have to close down their hog farms. So Michigan is no stranger to what is going to be happening everywhere if we don't take some serious action and make sure that Donald Trump gets into the presidency.
Yes.
I think you're so right, and I think what you're pointing out is a symptom of the bad signals being sent out by the American political establishment of both parties, and that is that we're weak. In the old days, and I hate to sound like an old-timer, but 40 years ago, immigrants wouldn't be so absolutely nervy as to tell American citizens that they should close their hog farms. I mean, if it's that offensive to them, why don't they go back to the camel flea sewer that they fled to get into the United States? But the problem is American leadership hasn't been talking back to them. They're celebrating diversity and multiculturalism. Who needs that type of diversity? I think a lot of the good folks in Michigan have had their fill, and that's why they're going to be voting for Donald Trump.
And a couple days ago, I saw just how scared, I mean, if you want to know just how scared the opposition is of Donald, I saw that it's affecting people on both sides of the Atlantic, because Nigel Farage was tracked down in Brussels, where he's busy still, he's busy continuing cutting his ties with the EU, and he was questioned on the BBC, like, about, you know, hey, your boy Trump really dropped the ball in the first debate. But Nigel responded and said, there was nothing surprising in that debate. Here was lying Hillary, and here was Trump, who is not familiar with how to go about lying to get votes. And before Nigel could clarify that, I mean, if you closed your eyes and disregarded the accent, this moderator sounded like the perfect Lester Holt clone. I mean, he just mouthed the same things that was mouthed by CNN about how Hillary won and how can Trump possibly respond? And then this moderator said, yes, but even though you still are sticking up for your man Trump, you have to admit that it was a total disgrace that Trump has never released his tax forms. And Nigel, you could see him looking on like, what are you talking about? And he said, well, no, but you have to remember, what did Trump say to Hillary? He said, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And he said he was referring to, I'll show you my tax return if you show me your 33,000 deleted emails.
Oh.
And then Nigel said, then we would see who was the disgrace.
Oh, and by the way, people don't talk about this enough. In all this, the Hillary testimony, the lies about her emails, they include lost thumb drives. Her emails were copied to different thumb drives. They were copied from a server to a laptop. Many copies were made. All of the copies, all of the machines and the thumb drives that had these copied emails were lost. Hillary and her cronies have testified, we lost this. When's the last time you lost a laptop? She's saying she lost a laptop in the mail. In the mail.
Well, you're chugging down that last cup of coffee before you run to the meeting, and then you, oh, where's the thumb drive? Oh, I left it on the counter.
Right, well, right, with 30,000 emails, which, by the way, her staff had to go through by hand. How many, many bazillion hours did they do engage in going through 33, hand-picking 33,000 emails? But now, before we run out of time, and we got Iconoclast waiting in Ohio and John in Indiana. But there was a real event today that illustrates this media bias you're talking about, William, and that is this. Do not go out and buy a copy of USA Today. In fact, if you're a subscriber to USA, cancel your subscription immediately.
Yeah.
Don't buy it at the newsstand anymore. Unbelievable show of the media's desperation. The editorial board of USA Today, which has never endorsed a presidential candidate in the past, in some 34 years of their history, today they condemned Donald Trump as unfit for the presidency. The text of what they wrote is absolutely ridiculous, but these are these left-wingers, these cultural Marxists, having a nervous breakdown. They're in panic mode that Trump may be elected. So they're doing things they're going to extremes that they've never gone to. They're lying more than they've ever lied. So that's a bit of the drama today, William, is that the USA Today, in a last-ditch effort, just put out a thing saying, God, no, please, not Donald Trump. And
this moderator thought that he had really destroyed Nigel. You know, I mean, he was in a world all of his own.
Yes.
And so the final thing was he said, your man is losing. The polls say that he's going down the drain. So how can you possibly say that he's going to win? And Nigel replied, he said, Trump's voters will be very much like the Brexit voters who on election day came out in droves to deliver a win, thereby showing just how wrong these fabricated polls have been.
Yeah. And now let me I'll just give you some of the crazy words from USA Today. Here's what they write. I'm reading it right off their editorial. He is erratic. He is ill-equipped to be commander-in-chief. He traffics in prejudice. His business career is checkered. He isn't leveling with the American people. He speaks recklessly. He has coarsened the national dialogue. He is a serial liar. Are you ready for that?
Sounds like Hillary.
My gosh. Talk about projection. this
Thanks
unbelievable.
A lot, James and George.
Yeah, thank you, William. Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Jamie, I have one to add. Richard Nixon went down into Watergate, and of all the things that happened to him in Watergate, the erased parts of the so-called Watergate tapes are the ones that made the media froth at the mouth the most. Well, it looks like destroying evidence is okay if you're Hillary Clinton.
Yes, the hypocrisy and the double standard is really, really showing. Let's go to Iconoclast.
They need people like us with a bit of a political memory to be able to point those things out. That this is extraordinary and shocking.
Yeah, and Richard Nixon, folks, had to resign from the presidency of the United States over a really he fudged the facts. He lied a little bit about a minor break-in that wasn't even a break-in. Nothing even happened. A couple people busted into an office, jimmied a door, went in there, put some tape on the lock, and they were searching for damning evidence about the Democratic Party. Really, a minor thing. He was forced out of the presidency by who forced him out? Oh, you and I remember, George. The media. The media. And it was the Washington Post that forced a president of the United States, a popular president, to actually leave the Oval Office.
It's irritating. 33,000 emails compared to 9 minutes missing from the Watergate tapes. We won't see that comparison made in USA Today anytime soon.
Yeah, and President Nixon wasn't, compromising national security. When the press was hectoring him, He told a few untruths, really minor, about what he knew and when he knew it, about some a couple clowns who were, you know, doing a doing their Watergate activities. A tiny cover-up. He had to leave the White House. Let's go to Iconoclast in Ohio, then John in Indiana, and Rob in New Jersey. In fact, let's go, engineer, I hate to mix you up like that. Let's go first to Rob in New Jersey. And we'll do that right after this break. Rob, hang on. We'll have you right after the break. Thanks.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name, 'cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Welcome back, folks, to our last segment. We're going to try to squeeze in first Rob in New Jersey, then Iconoclast in Ohio, and lastly, John in Indiana. Rob, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jamie. Hi, George. You know, I read that USA Today article about don't vote for Trump. And the first thing it made me mad as hell. So I think I'm going to start a Twitter campaign to boycott USA Today because it's a rag newspaper anyway. And in other news, I was reading an article that there were about tens of thousands of fraudulent Clinton votes found in an Ohio warehouse. And they were filled out ballots, and all the candidates on the ballot, in general election ballot, were all Democratic candidates. So, they showed a replica of the ballot, and it was found in Franklin County, and the guy that found it happened to be a Trump supporter. So they're going to try to do something, sneaking Clinton votes in the swing state. So,
Rob, you're on. That's a bombshell story. We'll probably be covering that in our next program. That I'm sure that's going to break out on Drudge.
Okay. Let me go and let the other speakers on.
Thanks, Rob, as always.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Let's go to Iconoclast in Ohio.
Greetings and salutations.
Iconoclast, did you hear that story about fraudulent ballots in Ohio?
No, I have not. Not yet. I will look for it. However, I heard Trump's statement, telling Obama not to pardon Hillary, and I tend to read that in reverse. I think he really just as soon he pardoned Hillary so that they don't have that distraction from all, because he's got to smash up a whole heck of a lot of the establishment when he gets in, and putting Hillary in jail would just be a distraction. In any case, defeating her for the presidency is probably the best thing, probably the most vicious thing you can do to her anyway. I'd read it in reverse. I think he just assumed that Obama does remember to pardon Hillary.
Okay. Well, that's a thought. And what else have you got for us?
Well, that was the main thing that I was thinking of. I heard you read it, and I thought, no, I don't believe that.
Yeah. Well,
go to your next caller if you've got.
We're going to have to give a rain check. John in Indiana, we're going to give you a rain check. We're going to come back and see all of you again on Sunday from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. So join us then for the American Freedom Party Report. We'll see you then.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.